see origin of produce. D, commercial specifications. And E, official control mark optional. Any comments? If there are no comments, any objections to this recommendation being forwarded to Working Party 7 for formal adoption? If there are none, I would like to change my role now and ask the delegation of the United States. The delegation of the United States expresses its reservation to the adoption of the standard. And would like the specialized section to agree to a revision once the revision of the U.S. domestic standard is completed, if it differs differently from this standard. Are we just, or just simply put, the U.S. expresses its reservation to the adoption of the standard and would like the specialized section to agree to a revision in less than 3 years if necessary. I think this is better, in less than 3 years if necessary. The reservation is being expressed to allow this work to move forward and not to block the adoption of the standard, because quite a lot of work and over 8 years have gone into this text to get it where it is now. So we think it's important that it move forward, but with the condition for revision. Thank you. Any comments? Okay. So if there are no comments, we move the specialized section forwards the recommendation for initial pickings to the Working Party 7 for adoption as a standard with the reservation of the United States, but not blocking its adoption. Yes, and would like the reservation to be both in the report and and footnoted in the standard. Then we go to agenda item 6B, recommendation for pecan kernels, not peanuts. Again, this recommendation has been in development for a while. It's the same as the initial. And we would like to go over it section by section to make sure everything is correct and to come to a conclusion on its adoption. So it starts at section one, definition of produce. Any comments? If there are none, we go to section two, provisions concerning quality. If there are none, we go to Section 2A, minimum requirements. If there are none, we go to Section 2, be moisture content. If there are no comments, we go to section 2C, classification. If there are no comments, we go to 2D, color classification. Again, it's optional. Any comments? If there are none, we go to section 3, provisions concerning sizing. Again, sizing is optional. Then we have a table for whole peak and kernels in both imperial and metric systems. Comments? If there are none, we go to the next section, kernel pieces. Here we have a definition of the pieces, the size designation, and the different sizes in both imperial and metric systems. Any comments? If there are none, we go to section 4, provisions concerning tolerances. In this table, we have classes for whole and for kernel pieces. We have the square brackets for mold. Any comments? If there are none, we would delete the square brackets. Then we have size tolerances. Again, we have two for pieces less than half kernel in class 2. We had 5 and 7%. I recommend we delete the 5% and keep the 7% because it can always be lower than 7. But for countries that I can't remember who recommended 7. Yeah, but I'll delete 5 and keep 7 because it can be lower than 7. INC, please.